I have a question for you from a long time ago, and I don't know if you'll remember when this happened, but the very first time I ever taught a class at Little Hoop Community College, you were the academic dean, and some students went to you and complained and said the class was too hard. And I think this is the first time I ever met you, and you asked me if this was the same way I taught the course at the university when I taught it there, and I said yes. And you went in and you talked to the students and you said that you had gone to the University of North Dakota and you thought you had 2 years of college education, but you really didn't have the same education as the other students, that you'd been given easier requirements and it was something for you to catch up, and that you determined when you were the academic dean that this was not going to happen to any of the students, and that they were going to get the best education, they were going to go there prepared to compete. And you told the students this while I was standing there. And I remember that because it probably would have been easier for you politically to have gone along with them, because they could have gone to the tribal council and complained about you or complained about me. And instead, you said, no, you need to work harder. You can meet these standards. And they did fine. Did you ever think about just giving in? I mean, that's what a lot of people did before, obviously, and said, oh, these poor students have a tough life and they don't have a lot of money, don't require them to write papers, they don't know about APA style. I'm wondering what made you make decisions differently than the academic deans that came before you in that position?
Well, I think it's just like you said, you know, my experience at UND. We not only look at ourselves as victims, but we have outsiders look at us as victims. And so when they come to work for us or teach us, they teach us from the viewpoint that we're victims. And they pity us. And I'm a proud Dakota. I don't need anybody's pity. You know, I could take care of myself. And when I see people coming in and pitying us, by giving us easy courses and giving us grades that we don't deserve, it really disrespects me, and I don't like people to disrespect me. So that's what I was trying to explain to the students. You had a teacher here who respected their intelligence, who respected their ability, and you were teaching them because of that. I would much rather have you teach those students than have other teachers who came in and said, and looked at them as victims and just gave them easy grades. To me, that hurts. It would hurt me as an academic being. It would hurt them as a student, and it would hurt us as the community. And as why I did that, to me, it's simple. It was the right thing to do.